Now the Gemara, there were two gzelim, I have to say the two separate gzelim. El Asa Inu, first the Ken Yeser Ben Yoezer, Gozer Agusha, Lisra. They made a gzelim that if Truma touches the gush, means touches the ground of Eretz Amin, you have to be served, you have to burn the Truma. But the Aviru Leklum, let's say you have Truma that just goes into the Aver, goes into the ear of Chutz Loretz. It doesn't touch the ground of Chutz Loretz. It only touches the Aver. They didn't make any gzelim at all. So actually, also in the Yosi, the Yoezer Gozo Agush Lisra means Truma Hanagas the Gushafer. If you have Truma taken into Chutz Loretz and the Truma is going to fall on the floor, touch the ground of Chutz Loretz, the Truma is turned Sreifer. The Rabbanan said now it's possible and you have to burn it. Although on the Avira though, if it doesn't touch the ground, it's just in the Avran ear, they didn't make any exams. The Yosi Rabbanan the Peshana, the later generations, when it came 80 years before the Churban Abayis, they made another Zera. Gozo Avida Litrois. They made a Zera that when the Truma just comes into the ear, even though it doesn't touch the ground, even though someone's holding it in a box, Avida is in the ear of Eretz Amin, they will go into Litrois, a sophistic Truma. That means you can't burn it, but you're not allowed to eat it. They made it Litrois. Shrashiv Avira Litrois, Truma Hanechneses Bi Avira. If Truma that just goes into the Avra, into the ear of the Chutz Loretz. V'yein dava mafsik bintayim. There's nothing stopping between the Truma and the ground. Could go and shade the fruit from the tachter. You put it into a box or into a wagon, but on the bottom, it's there's no bottom to it. So the Avir, you know, the Truma sees the ground, like it's right on top of the ground. So then the Avra alone is metama the Truma, for what then? Litless. It's a suffix. Tumor means you can't burn it. It's not vaday tome, but you can't eat it because it doesn't suffer tumor. So the Gemara lemeimo dechad gzerus to have the sreifa. You want to tell me that the first gzera that Yosef ben Yoezer made was that truma touches the gush of Am Eretz Amin, you have to burn it. He's right away the gzeris are so strong that vaday tumor, you have to burn the truma. So the Gemara can't be. Rome ilfa. You're dying when the Rabbanim made exer with to say a person's hands is tummy. That if your hands touch truma, you're matama the truma. Tchilas gzeros to the sreifa. This gzera, the first gzera was the sreifa. They were so strong with the gzera that if you touch truma, you have to burn the truma. Now it's a deal. You're dying. Only the gzera on hands has such a chomedic gzera. Who did tchilas gzeros to the sreifa? That the first gzera they made was, if you touch truma, you have to burn the truma. It makes it tuma vabai. Of the Hamid Yachrini, mashmu all of the gzeres that Rabbanu made light. The Rabbanu didn't go so strong right away to say that if you touch the tumor, you matam the tumor vabai, you have to burn it. Mashmu the other gzeres was, it's only a suffix tumor. So now it's shver. How could you say Yosef ben Yoezer when they made the first gzera of Eretz Amin said that if truma touches the ground, you have to burn the truma? It's mashma only Yadayim had that koyach that right away you have to burn. But all other gzeras don't have to burn right away. Elot shots like this then. Also inu, Yosef ben Yoezer came first, gozo agusha litlis, enochnami. The only made gzera that you take truma out of Eretz Yisrael into Chutz Loretz, and it touches the ground, gush means it touches the ground itself, it's litlis. It's a suffix dika tumor now. You're not allowed to eat this tumor anymore. But what? Then you can't burn it? Because maybe it's not tumor. They only made a suffix tumor on it. The aviru v'lekum. They didn't make any gzeres at all upon the avir. As if the tumor doesn't touch the ground and you bring it back there to throw, you're allowed to eat it. The yasu rabbonim de peishona. Then later came the rabbonim de peishona of 80 years before the Churban Abayis, gozer agush alisra. They made the gzera that gush, if the truma touches the ground, you have to burn the truma. The avira litlis, they made the gzera that if the truma comes into the avir, chutz loretz, then it's only litlis, it's only a suffix truma, you can't burn it, you can't eat it. That's a talent's good. The first gzera was only litlis by the gush, and the second gzera was that if it touches the ground, it's vabe tumi, you have to burn it. But if it only goes into the avir, it's only a suffix, it's only litlis. For the more knows too schwer. The Akati said the Gemara be Usha Gozu. Usha was a much later takonu after the Churban Abayis. It says Usha, in Usha they made a gzera that Eretz Amin is coming. So here's the Kasha, we already had already two gzeras before this. What is Usha Moisef in gzeras? For the Gemara, Avakati Usha Gozu. The Tanam, you learn, Avav Tzvekis, they said Usha, they made six Tzvekis, surfing as a Truma. That even though it's only a suffix tumah mid rabbanin, the rabbanin gave it a din tomei vaday, But if these things, if the truma touches these things, the truma is vaday tamei midrabanan, then you have to burn it. What are these six vekis? Al safek beis hapras. If you take truma into a field, if you have this where there was a beis hakfaras there, or you buried, there was a kever there, somebody was buried there, and later somebody made a harisha, they plowed over the field. So you have a safek now, did they plow up the mace or not? So it's a safek to rabbanan if there are bones of the mace all over the field or not. So maybe writes about Yisrael that the mace is not here anymore, it's thorough. So rabbanan said a beis hakfaras is coming. So the burning minusha, the meyat akonot, that if the truma goes into the beis hapras, you have to burn the truma. Rashi, a sofik beis hapras, kolaymer, al sveiko isha beis hapras. The sofik dikadina, the beis hapras, kagoyim, truma she nechneset le beis hapras, truma that you brought into the beis hapras. There they saw the sheoved whatever. It's a soda, there was once a kever there, somebody was buried there, and it got lost. Haimu sofik, leyadina nemu ilu ala kever imlau. You don't know if you went over the kever or not. So you have a suffix if you went over the kever or not. So it's only a tumma with the rabbonin. The rabbonin will mach when it said that the tumma you have to burn. Another chumma was the al suffix offer habor mi eretamim. If you bring offer that comes from eretamim, the rabbonin gave a tumma to it. So if tumma touches it right now, it's tummy. And this was at the corner nusha. So drashim the al sveikah shall offer eretamim. The chol offer eretamim misaf belon the kever shemay. We have before, what was the reason the Rabbanan said a chutzpah has a tumma to it? Because a chutzpah used to bury mason, and they didn't make a tzin on top, they didn't make a kever on top. So you don't know where it is. So all the ground, the chutzpah, the suffix maybe comes from a kever. So therefore, if you bring the ground, the chutzpah, into Eretz Yisrael, it's a suffix if it's coming up. The Rabbanan will go, yes, it's fad tamei, and if tumma touches it, you have to burn the tumma. Another suffix is the al suffix big day amort. Means any beggar that Namoros has, it's Tomei Midrabonim. What's the Tomei? They were afraid that maybe their wife, when she was in either, sat or touched his begodim. If they weren't Purish, and Namoros wasn't Purish that much from his wife. So afraid that his wife touched the begodim. In Zman HaGemara, when they were Machmir, Mamish, with Trumas and Teres, in a very, very Shralach when the wife was in either. The Mamish had to have a special room for her, special kelim, special clothing. Because if she would touch any one of your clothing, any one of your kelim, then she'd be Matam of the kelim. And they used to eat shum with them, used to eat tyre with them, they couldn't eat anything else but tyre. So when your wife was in need, the Imam Shana had been in a special room with special kelim, she can't touch anything. So Yamaratzim weren't makbid in this. So in Amaratz's begin with choshes that maybe his wife sat on the begin, was matam of the begodim. So if truma now touches the begin of an Amaratz, the truma is turned straight. Trashim yalseke shabig the Amaratz. Tukula misafkul and shema yoshfu aleim ishtanidu. Maybe their wife, when she was a leader, sat on the beggar. Kiritnan, big day Amoritz, Medrash to Prushim. It has a Tumas Medrash to get to a Porish, Tumas to Tamachachim, it's Porish, it's called, has a Tumas Medrash on it. Fighter, the Al Sofik, Kelim, Hanim, Soyim. And you find the Kelim from outside, the Sofik, if it's Tami or not, the Rabbonim will go as a Tumas. Trashi, the Al Sofik, Kelim, Hanim, Soyim, Leodinan, in Timaim, Hain, you don't know if it's Tami or not, the Rabbonim will go as a Tami. If Truma touches his Kelim now, you have to burn the Truma. The al sofik koroikin. You find spit on the ground. You mesupik. Who did the spit come from? Did it come from a zav? Or did it come from a zav? We had yesterday the zav spits. His spit is an avatumah. So you have a sofik whose roikin is. It's mitsofik is coming. Rashi sofik roikin. Kol roikin misav kolon de dilma de zav ninu. Every roikin you have a sofik. Maybe the spit comes from a zav. So you have to be machmir. The al sofik may ragli yodim. Shekineged may ragli behema. You see Meirag Lyim on the ground, so you have a suffix for which person did it come. If it came from Mazav, it's also an Avatumah, and if Truma touches it right now, it's Tomei. So even though it's only a suffix, for Rabbanan, you have to be Machmir. Drashi, the suffix Meirag Liyodim. Hach suffix Drashi, Ledom Alhamch. This is a bigger Shiddish than the other Svekis. Tliel, El Afilo Misaf Kalon in Meirag Lyim Odemhein, in Meirag Lyim Behemhein. But it's really a Sveki here. That the Gemara says, if this Meirag Lyim next to the Meirag Lyim of a behemoth, so we don't know if this Meirag Lyim is an Odom's Meirag Lyim or if it's a behemoth's Meirag Lyim. So Trei Sveika the Kula, Him Tim Tzloim with the Odom Shemetor, is maybe it's a behemoth, it's a behemoth of Shitik Tor. And even if it's a man's Meirag Lyim, maybe the man was also Tor, still we're Machna. That's the way Rashi learns. Toys is Dintach and Rashi, Toys says the Gemara says, Claude, that a Sveik is Tor. So Torah says Pufaker. We're after talking about where there was Meirag line of an Odom next to Meirag line of a Behema. So then you could zichah tell the difference. So you could tell the difference that one is from a Behema, one's from a man. As if you stand fine, Meirag line by itself would have like a snake snakeum. Maybe it comes from a Behema. And even if it comes from an Odom, maybe the Odom was Torah, then Rabbanu will make a Gzeirah. But when you have the Meirag line next to a Behema, so you know clearly there are two different Meirag lines. So we know this one, Vade, comes from an Odom. Because only one circuit now was this Adam Tomei Zav, not Tomei Zav, but not the Bona Meir Zev. Right, what's the loch of these six tumors? Is Avadin Magon, Sofik Tumosum, Sofin, Esa Truma. If we know Vada, the Truma touched one of these things, even though these things are only a Sofik Tumor, that's a din the Rabbonin Sofin, you have to burn it. We have Yoisi Yoimer, Afa Sofik Magon. Even if you're not Vada, the Truma touched one of these things. You don't even know the Truma touched the Roik. You don't even know the Truma touched the Meirag Lion. You only have a Suffolk if it touched it or not. He says, B'Rishus HaYochid is Orphan. About the cloud is Suffolk Tumor B'Rishus HaYochid, you go to Chum is Tamei. So even if you have a Suffolk if it touched it or not, to a Bona Rosa Machmi, you have to burn the Truma. The Chomoyim, you know, B'Rishus HaYochid Taylor. If you have a Suffolk, if the Truma touched the spit or touched the Meirag Lion, it's only a Suffolk Tumor. B'Rishus HaRabim Taylor. But if it's a Suffolk, if it touched it, if Rishus HaRabim, then it's Torah. Now the Yama Ula said, Elu Vav Svekas, these six Svekas here, Brusha Sinu, in Ushan, the person of Ushan, they made Sakona. And Ushan was way after the Churban Abayas. So the Churban Sakasha. We're saying now that Eretz Amin, the Tumah, was two Gzeres before already, it was from Yosef Ben Yerezer. And then it was from the Peshonim, Kodim Churban Abayas. And here the Bryce says, Ushim made a takona. That Eretz Amim, that's one of these six things. That if Truma touches the land of Eretz Amim, the Truma is Tomei. So what do you mean, Ushim made this Gezerah? It's a figure of Gezerah. That's the Kasha. Rashi Beir, Ushim Tinu. Kam Shona Macha Churban, Kam in Rosh Hashanah. Hey, Ushim was a lot of years after the Churban Abayis. Gab Yud Matsoyis Nosh Shechina. So it was also Stira. If they made this takana nusha, mashu before that, you didn't have the gzera. I was saying we had a lot of gzera before this. Ella, it goes like this. Also inu, the first gzera from Yosef ben Yerezer was gozer ad husha litlis. They made a gzera that if truma touches Eretz Amim, it's only a suffer truma. Litlis means you can't eat it, you can't burn it. The aviru v'loi klum. First Yosef ben Yerezer didn't make any gzera. The truma just goes in the ear of Eretz Amim. It doesn't touch the ground, it's nothing. The Yasser Rabbanim, the Shemayim Shana, then the Rabbanim of the 80 years before the Korban came, Gozer, they made Xera, Idivit Litlis. They made Xera, both Litlis. That Zayas, the Truma, touches the ground of Eretz Amim. Zayas, the Truma, only goes into the ear of Eretz Amim. Both cases, you can't eat it anymore. It's Sofik Tuma, you can't burn it. Now, the Yasser, Yusha, later, after the Korban Abayas, Usha made a Butakana. Gozer, Agusha, Lisroi. He made a gzera that the truma touches the gush, now it's vade truma and you have to burn it. That was Usha Sakonim. If you know vade, the truma touched the offer of Eretz Amin, you have to burn it. The avir could have koikoi. But Erechami, if it doesn't touch the ground, the truma just goes into the avir, then the lacharis is only a suffix truma, and you can't burn it. So then we have three separate gzeras of Eretz Amin, years after years. Right. Another gzera says they made was klis kuchis. That the Rabbanim made Xera that a glass is Makabal Tumma. Because the Raisa only says that Kli Matkis is Makabal Tumma. Glass the Torah doesn't talk about. The Rabbanim made Xera, glass is also Makabal Tumma. First in Gemara, my time of Gozer Rabbanim Tumma. Why did Rabbanim make Xera by glass? Because what's up with glass? Glass is not a Kli Matkis. Why should Rabbanim be Gozer on glass? Omer Rav Yechon, Omer Rav Shlokish. So this gives to the very Modna. Usually it says Omer Rav Yechonim, that he said, oh, the Omer Rav Shlokish. The Rav Shlokish was the Talmud of Rav Yechonim. That's why on the side the Gersa says, unless you're Rav Yechonim, you shouldn't be Gersa Omer Rav Yechonim. You just Gersa Omer Rav Shlokish. Because usually Rav Yechonim, the Rebbe, will not say what the Talmud says. Yeah. So Omer Rav Yechonim, Omer Rav Shlokish. How do you make glass? Glass like comes out of the dirt, comes out of the off of the chayil. So since it comes out of chol, looks like a kli cheres, that's why it's makabel tuma. The Rabbanim made a gzeira on glass, also a kli cheres. So it's Rashi, the kli chuchis. So it's here it says what? Glass comes out of chol, comes out of sand, that's how you make glass. the male looks like a kli cheres, so Rabbanan will go to tumor and glass. So if you know Shavu Rabbanan a kli cheres, Rabbanan made glass at the same din of a kli cheres, a mostly kli, which is makabel tumor. Frati Gemara Bezeil Meyato Moite Hey Lehen Tyre BeMikvah. A bezeil if a glass is makabel tumor, there shouldn't be a heter like a kula to put into the mikvah to matire. But the Torah only says a kli matzis, a metal kli, someday you can put into the mikvah to matire. A kli cheres, though the lacher is once a kli cheres in makabel tumor, there's no way to get the tumor off in the mikvah. The only answer is shvira. You have to break the kli cheres. If you break the kli cheres and comes out kli, then the tumor is pukkah. But kol zaman that has a shem kli, there's no tefillah b'mikvah on a kli cheres. The kasher is its own reason why the Rabbanan said glass should be makabel tumor, because glass looks like a kli cheres, so it should have made it with the same din of a kli cheres, that if it's tamei, the only way to matar is by breaking it, not by putting it in a mikvah. Alam otan, how can we learn? The elu chutz and mekelim. These things are called the chatzitz on a kli. That means you had a kli that was makabel tumor, and you want to put it into a mikvah, so the halacha, it can't be a chatzitza on the kli. Chatzitza means something is stopping the water from going into the kli. So there you see, kli has a tefillah b'mikvah. If there wouldn't be a tefillah b'mikvah, there wouldn't be a din chatzitza. So the elu, it's a mishnah, the elu chaitza mekelim. Hazet is tar. If tar goes on the glass, it's a chatzitza. The hamor b'kli suchis. So Rashi, the elu chaitza l'gabi tefillah. Hazet es v'yamor gassinim. B'kli suchis. If these things are a chatzitza for kli chaitza glass, why these things? The Rashi shein chalokin. Because glass usually is very smooth. We are not the makbid out it. If some dirt goes on the kli, you're not makbid. Because when you put glass in water, right away the dirt goes off it. So you're not makbid to stay there. And the klal is, the dovrach la nidbot then, lefi shenoy for me, lefi falls off by itself. Tahani yu de makbid kituvi. Only something like zephis, like tar, that stays tight to the glass. That's your makbid. The kopra layu. The enchoitis of a dovrach makbid lo. The klal of chatzitza is, at least if it's not chaitis, the roll with a kli. Only a mit on a kli, it's only a chatzitza if you mock this there. I mean, you don't want it to be there. But something is there, some dirt is there, that you don't care if it's there or not, so it's not called a chatzitza. You gotta put it in the mikvah the way it is. So there was some dirt to be on a kli schuchis, on a glass, since it's so smooth the glass, it's very not mocked on it. You don't care if it's painted with a dollar by itself later, you're allowed to be table it. So what's called a chatzitza by glass? Only dafke zephyr. That's like tar, that mama sticks to the glass. That's your makbid. You don't want to stay there, so that's called a chatzitza. And our co-partum to steer the kasha. So you see, claw the glass that's tamei, you could be table with mikvah. So if the whole dinner glass is only as kli cheres, there should be no tefillah with mikvah. And tomorrow there's a new case. Hokol ma'askinu goin shen mikvah. We're talking about you have this glass kli to have a hole in it. Shen mikvah. Kind of like a shabbat kli, the kli was broken. Could be true, glass is only like kli cheres. Once it becomes tamei, the only way to matire it is to break it. So it's not like you broke it. Now the hit of a toichen aver, later after you broke, you made a big hole in the glass, you fixed up the hole with lead. You put lead inside the kli now, you fixed up the hole with lead. Rab Nehi, and now the kli is makabel tumah. Now this kli is makabel tumah, you can put it into the mikvah right now. Why? Alibi to Rab Nehi, the yomah akril herlachachra maimid. The equal of the kli is the maimid, the base of the kli. Since here the base of this kli is lead, lead is not because it's metal, so therefore it has a thin kli metal that you can put in the mikvah. Then Echlami, maybe a glass kli by itself, if the whole thing is only glass, the Rabbanan only gave it a din tumma like a kli cheres, maybe it has no tar b'mikvah. Strashi metamo v'layam rinen botalei meteres kli, kisha kli cheres ha-nishper, diksover holachachla maimit, but there is kli matchis alone. According to Ramei, you go after this, the base, and since here the base is a metal is lead, it has a din tefillah b'mikvah. The yoma hakadosh ha'amayim netanya kli suchis shemikvah. You have glass that you made a hole in the glass. The hitul b'teichen even you filled up the hole with lead. Omer Reb Shimon Gamliel Reb Meir Matama. Reb Meir says it's makabel tumah now. It has a din kli matzis to it. The chol mitar chom say no, it's still tor. Still called the kli suchis, and as kli suchis it's tor. So now that's what we're talking about. Maybe a regular glass kli is not, it can't have a tarib and mikvah. For the more elemiyato, if you say that glass is mamash and kli cheres, elemiyato,